Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi. Another key of life throughout the words of the Ahlul Bayt, the Holy Infallibles, is a notion of sickness and medication. The Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam, you see that in one time, they are emphasizing on the fact that we need to take medication. In another time, you see that the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam emphasizing on the fact that we should not take medication. How do we combine and reconcile these ahadith? So first, let's look at the concept of pain. We see many ahadith from the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam that tells us, don't seek medication straightforward. First, try to bear and handle the pain. For example, we see a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He says, "Arba'atun min kunuz al-jannati, kitmanu al-sadaqa, kitmanu al-marad, kitmanu al-musiba, kitmanu al-waja." Four things are the treasures of heaven: concealing your charity that you give, concealing your disease, concealing your calamity, and concealing your pain. Now, obviously, no one should take this in the wrong way. He says, well, I got cancer. The Prophet says, keep it. I'm not going to the doctors. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, in this hadith, he says, sometimes the sickness itself is not that severe. The pain is not serious. I have a cold, I have a flu, I have a fever. And sometimes people, you know, they get a fever, but they, you know, bring the world upside down. I'm going to die. This is going to happen to me. I'm this. It's just a fever. It's just a small thing, small pain. Hold it, keep it to yourself, and move on. It's not a big deal. You know, you're not going to die from a fever or a cold. Well, I mean, sometimes it depends on the fever itself, but you be the judge of that. You decide. So first and foremost, the first approach to any disease, let's see what the disease is. Let's see if it's bearable. Let's see if it's controllable. And sometimes I feel a problem. I have a problem. I go to the doctor. The doctor tells me this is your problem. This is the medication. But I still keep whining about it. It's enough. I mean, you know, you got the medication, you diagnose yourself, you try to bear the pain until you get healthy. Take your medication, get some rest, but keep it to yourself. Conceal it to yourself. Conceal disease. You don't have to go tell the world that you got this and that and tell the world that you're taking this medication and that medication and tell the world how much pain you have. You went to the doctors, you got your medication, you're okay now. So don't go around telling people what has happened to you, which a lot of people sadly seem to do. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi says, concealing it is in fact a treasure of heaven. So next time we get sick, and inshallah none of you will get sick, but in case we do, we need to learn to conceal these pains and conceal our diseases, because sometimes when I go tell people that I am sick, I might get them to worry. So no need to worry, people. Inshallah, we'll get healthy as long as we keep taking our medication and keep taking our bodies. The idea is keep it to yourself first and foremost. Let us take a short break and then we continue right after.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره، دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. We're talking about medication and disease. We see that the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam, they tell us that first and foremost, try to bear the pain. Don't go around announcing it to the whole world and trying to seek sympathy and empathy and whatever is between these two. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, in a beautiful hadith, he says, "Imshi bida'ika ma mashabik." He says, when you go through a disease, try to hold it as much as you can. I mean, don't straight away jump to medication and, you know, take tablets right, left, and center. See if it's something that you can bear, if it's a cold or a flu or a fever that you can hold. You know, go with it. Go with the pain. I mean, don't try to jump to medication, because even science today and medicine today, they tell us that taking all this medication have side effects. Sometimes we get like a small headache, and straight away we jump to the tablets and start taking all this medication. It's not required. I got a small headache, it will wear off in an hour or 2 hours. It's not a big deal. You know, you get a bruise on the body or you get inflammation somewhere in your body, it will, you know, a couple of hours will die out. You got back pain, it will die out in a day or two, or in a matter of hours sometimes. So don't jump to medication and painkillers straight away. So he says, "Imshi bidaik," walk with your disease and your pain as long as you can. If it comes to a stage where you cannot bear the pain anymore, then you can take medication. Sometimes when I got a toothache, I try to bear the pain as much as I can. When it becomes unbearable, then I, you know, take a painkiller. With a lot of people, the minute they feel pain, the minute the indication of pain comes, they jump to medication. This is not required. So the Ahl Bayt always talk about this, and they say, do not jump to medication. A hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, لا يتداوى المسلم حتى يغلب مرضه صحته. A true Muslim will not jump to medication straight away until his sickness overtakes him completely. There's no more health in him. Like, he's completely paralyzed. He's in bed and he cannot move. In this matter, in this case, sure, let him go to medication. But not straight away. Even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another hadith, he says, لا تكره الدماميل فإنها أمان من البرص. He says, when you have dimples in your body, don't go straight away trying to get rid of them and to extract the blood and the stuff inside it. Just leave it. Why? He says, because it will save you from leprosy. So obviously there's a link between dimples and leprosy. And the Prophet says, don't be too quick. Let it die out naturally. Let it die. Let the blood and whatever is inside fade away by itself, because it could cause another disease if you try to tamper with it. So you can see that the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam, they're constantly saying to us, first approach to disease is not medication, is understanding the pain, trying to hold on with the pain, trying to figure out the pain. And when we come to a stage where we see that our health, we have no more left of it, then we jump to medication and get it. Because sometimes, as we will see in other narrations, medication itself ends up being the cause of death to a lot of people. And we don't realize that fact. But the hadith, they actually speak about this. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.